More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It ain't over till the fat lady sings and the media doesn't get to decide who wins an election. And you want some proof of why it ain't over? Let me just give you this. Breaking news. Joe Biden's lead in Arizona has now dipped below 17,000 votes. There are more than 77,000 votes, we're being told, outstanding. And the Trump campaign has now laid out their legal path moving forward. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany and RNC Chairwoman Ron McDaniel held a press conference to discuss Pennsylvania's litigation and give an overview of the post-election landscape. And you want to know what happened on Fox News when they decided to lay this out? Oh, this is a doozy. Fox News, before they even laid out their case, they were basically saying, here's what we believe is happening. Here's what we believe is happening on the other side. Here is why we're moving forward with these legal. And then they laid it out for about a half hour. Well, Kayleigh McEnany walked up to the podium. Fox News is carrying it. It says Trump campaign press conference. This actually happened on Fox News. She's starting her statement, and watch how fast they cut her off and left the press conference.
Legal votes.
I just think we have to be very clear. She's charging. The other side is welcoming fraud and welcoming illegal voting. Unless she has more details to back that up, I can't in good countenance continue showing you this. I want to make sure that maybe they do have something to back that up. But that's an explosive charge to make, that the other side is effectively rigging and cheating. If she does bring proof of that, of course, we'll take you back. So far, she has started saying right at the outset, welcoming fraud, welcoming illegal voting. Not so fast. A little more after this.
Wow. That happened on Fox News. That was Neil Cavuto. It's amazing, by the way, that while he was talking, saying she hasn't given us any details to back it up, that she actually rolled into the details of backing it up. Now, Neil Cavuto cuts away from this press conference featuring Kayleigh McEnany. She's the White House press secretary. She's the Trump campaign spokesman. She pushed the campaign's explanation of what we're doing here. How we're moving forward. Starts telling the stories of all the affidavits we have and the lawsuits and the reason why we have these lawsuits. Not so fast, Cavuto says. McEnany is suggesting, quote, without evidence that Democrats welcome fraud and illegal voting in the 2020 election. We want every legal vote to be counted, is what McEnany said. Yeah. And then Fox does that. Now, let me tell you what's actually happening in Arizona, because clearly the media is refusing to cover the story. Joe Biden's lead is completely evaporated in Arizona. Of course, they're not putting the Arizona numbers up on the TV screen right now because they're not looking good for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's lead in Arizona has gone from 50,000, 60,000, 70,000 on Friday, just now down to only 17,000, with 77,000 votes outstanding. Yeah, former Vice President Joe Biden's lead in Arizona is now under 17,000 votes and continues to shrink as the state tallies the outstanding ballots. Biden's lead in Arizona which, of course, as you know, Fox News called for the former vice president on the night of the election, early on, before any other network did, including CNN and MSNBC, dipped down to 16,952 as of Sunday afternoon. That means that while they've been counting, Biden's lead has been cut, 9,861 vote lead that Biden held on Friday by over 12,000 votes. There are roughly 77,000 ballots, we're being told by the state of Arizona, left to be counted. 29,000 regular ballots and 48,000 provisional ballots remaining, which could very well determine if outlets like Fox News, who just cut away from the Trump campaign press conference on their litigation, were wrong in calling the Grand Canyon state too early. Arizona's latest drop update of the ballots they put out there, Trump received in their last ballot drop 8,564 votes. Biden received 4,439. Let me give you the percentages. Of the ballots they just updated, Donald Trump received 64% of those ballots, and Biden only got 33. Biden's lead has now shrunk all the way down to 16,952 votes. There are 29,000 regular ballots remaining. There are 48,000 provisional ballots remaining. If provisionals are people who requested these, right, this vote by mail but then went to polling places on Election Day, that's probably really good news for Donald Trump. Now, the Trump campaign has been consistent, maintaining the claim that an Arizona victory for Biden is premature. You got to wonder, why is everybody not showing you the Arizona numbers right now while we are giving them to you? Why would they be afraid of this? You want to know why? Because they don't want to look wrong. They don't want to be wrong, and they've already told you that Joe Biden's the winner. They've already said Joe Biden is the winner. He's already won. Go home, you idiots that voted for Trump. Biden's your president. Don't look at this anymore. Leave us alone. We've told you the president. That is not how it works in this country. Now, I want to tell you real quick about an incredible organization called AMAC that is fighting to protect the integrity of your vote. If you have not joined AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, you need to join right now for free. AMAC has 2.3 million conservatives that are members, and we are united and fighting back. And they're making sure that everyone's vote that is counted, that should be counted legally, every legal ballot. They're also making sure that your vote is not canceled out by an illegal ballot. If you don't have someone representing your interests, it's time to join AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country right now, and I'm going to give you a membership for free. I'm also going to give you their magazine for 1 year for free. It is an incredible conservative magazine that gives you the latest updates about what's going on in the political world so that you're informed on the legislation and issues that may affect your life in a major way. Try it for free. You're going to love it. Go right now to benfreeonline.com and make sure that someone is looking out for your interests around the country and in D.C. They're fighting to protect your vote as we speak. So join 2.3 million other conservatives and try AMAC. Doesn't cost you a dime. Go to the website. We've made it easy for you to remember, hopefully, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. I'm going to give you a quote here, and I want you to guess who you think said this about election integrity. Just a little reminder here, all right? Quote, "We will fight for every vote. You deserve no less." You want to know who said that? I'll tell you exactly who said that in 2004. In 2004, you want to know who that was? 2004, folks.
It's been a long night. But we've waited 4 years for this victory. We can wait one more night. Tonight, John and I are so proud of all of you who are here with us and all of you across the country who have stood with us in this campaign. John Kerry and I made a promise to the American people that in this election, every vote would count and every vote would be counted.
I've never liked John Kerry and John Edwards more in my life than I do right now, folks.
Tonight, we are keeping our word, and we will fight for every vote. You deserve no less. Thank you.
That was John Edwards, John Kerry's running mate, back in 2004 against George Bush, saying, and by the way, the Democrats and the journalists and all these others, they were all about it. Now they're demanding that we don't actually have integrity with the vote, that we concede this election before all the votes are counted and before recounts and court challenges have taken place. The standard the Democrats demanded until this week is the complete opposite of this. In 2004, you just heard it, John Edwards, who's the running mate of John Kerry, appeared on election night to promise support in Boston, Massachusetts, that the campaign would not concede until it had fought for every vote to be counted. It's been a long night. We've been waiting 4 years for this victory. We can wait one more night. Tonight, John and I are proud. We are so proud of all of you who are here with us and all of you across the country who stood with us in this campaign. John Kerry and I made a promise to the American people that in this election, every vote would count and every vote would be counted. Tonight, we're keeping that word, and we will fight for every vote. You deserve no less. Man, that's pretty nice, isn't it? By the way, the context for Edwards' pledge was the idea that Florida's results in the 2000 election had been declared before every vote had been counted. We know how that ended up, right? Bush won. They got it wrong. Yeah, the media got it wrong. So you would think this would be totally fine, wouldn't it? You would think this would all make sense now. Let me give you another one. Nevertheless, count every vote. It's something the Democrats started to turn into like a rally cry all the way up until 2008. In 2008, when the Democrats discounted some votes in states that had moved their primary elections earlier, guess what happened? In the end, party leaders cut a deal to award delegates in a way that meant Senator Barack Obama received delegates in Michigan, where he had not actually competed for votes. Remember that? They don't care about the integrity of the vote unless they're losing. And when they're winning, they say, screw it. You want to know who John Kerry and John Edwards agree with? A guy named Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz said today, I believe President Trump still has a path to victory. And that path is to count every single legal vote that was cast, but also not to count any votes that were fraudulently cast or illegally cast. So let's talk about that for a second. Some of the whistleblowers. We got a new one in Nevada. Workers there say they were instructed to process illegitimate ballots. That's right. A whistleblower who has gone on the record now with an affidavit, perjury, you know, the whole thing, who worked for Nevada's Clark County Elections Department, listed a series of instances of nefarious behavior they witnessed in the days leading up to the election, including poll workers processing illegal and illegitimate ballots, as well as non-poll workers forming a human wall near a Biden-Harris van to block the view of individuals purportedly filling out what the whistleblowers believe to have been ballots. In a sworn affidavit signed on November the 8th, that would be on Sunday, the whistleblower who served as a poll worker detailed, quote, concerns over election polling place intimidation and voter fraud, which brings me back to Neil Cavuto on Fox News Channel from a moment ago. Neil Cavuto on Fox News Channel said there's no instance of anyone saying there's any fraud and cut off Kayleigh McEnany as she had her opening statement talking about we are fighting over fraud, and this is how he treated her.
Legal votes.
I just think we have to be very clear. She's charging, the other side is welcoming fraud and welcoming illegal voting. Unless she has more details to back that up, I can't in good countenance continue showing you this. I want to make sure that maybe they do have something to back that up, but that's an explosive charge to make, that the other side is effectively rigging and cheating. If she does bring proof of that, of course, we'll take you back. So far, she has started saying right at the outset, welcoming fraud, welcoming illegal voting. Not so fast. A little more after this.
Wow. That's Fox News. Neil Cavuto for you, folks. Saying that. Well, guess what she laid out? The story I'm telling you right now. You got a human wall near a Biden-Harris van to block the view of individuals purportedly filling out what the whistleblower said was to have been ballots. Saying all this in a sworn affidavit that if Neil Cavuto would have kept listening, he would have heard all this. But, of course, They didn't want that to get out because, don't forget, Fox News said Arizona's over. Even though Arizona's not even close to being over. One of the main concerns revolved around what the whistleblower described as the process of illegal ballots. According to the affidavit, a team leader and two assistants told poll workers to advise those who wanted to register to vote but did not have the proper ID to make an appointment with a DMV. They were then told that they could bring in proof of their appointment as confirmation, which the whistleblower describes as either a paper copy or show icon on their phone to us and be registered based on that confirmation alone, which is not how the law works. They were then permitted to vote with a provisional ballot, even though their appointments were not until January of 2021. The whistleblower says, we were told, and this is an illegal affidavit, we were told this was being allowed all over the valley at all polling places, the affidavit reads. Poll workers were allegedly instructed to add two zeros to the DMV confirmation number and put it where the driver's license ID number was supposed to go when we filled in the registration form on the line. The whistleblower also detailed the consistent presence of Biden-Harris buses, tents, or tables in the parking lot which offered food, drink, and political memorabilia to voters. It was a very visible feature in a very narrow parking lot. On several days, they had speakers, dances, music, and other festivities going on, the affidavit reads. The whistleblower alleges that the team leader had to repeatedly address the Biden-Harris group, reminding them they were supposed to stay by election law 100 feet away from the polling places. The whistleblower also, and again, this is what you would have seen on Fox if they wouldn't have shut it down, right? Because, well, let's just shut down the Trump campaign completely on Fox because Donald Trump has criticized Fox. The whistleblower also detailed an incident observed during a lunch break. In late October, the whistleblower personally witnessed two people handling multiple unopened mail-in ballot envelopes to two other people who then opened and filled out the ballots against the side of the Biden-Harris van. The same two people who marked the ballots and put the marked ballots in official pink and white envelopes. These individuals were not poll workers, the affidavit reads. Others then formed what the whistleblower described as a human wall in an apparent attempt to block the view of the individuals handling the envelopes. But yes, no, there's nothing that shows voter fraud, right? To quote Neil Cavuto now. Not a single thing, because Neil Cavuto says we're going to shut it down. She hasn't told us any evidence. Well, she was about to lay it out, but you cut her off with her opening statement because you have already decided that Joe Biden's the president, and you have already decided that Arizona is already over, even though it's clearly not.
I just think we have to be very clear. She's charging, the other side is welcoming fraud and welcoming illegal voting. Unless she has more details to back that up, I can't in good countenance continue showing you this. I want to make sure that maybe they do have something to back that up. But that's an explosive charge to make, that the other side is effectively rigging and cheating. If she does bring proof of that, of course, we'll take you back. So far, she has started saying right at the outset, welcoming fraud, welcoming illegal voting. Not so fast.
Maybe if you would have listened, you would have heard this. I'm just saying. Let's just turn and look for a moment at what's happening in Georgia, for example. David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler have now called on the Georgia Secretary of State to resign over election management. That's right. Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, Republicans, called on the Georgia Secretary of State to resign over his handling of the state's 2020 presidential election. Quote, the management of Georgia's election has become an embarrassment for our state. People are outraged, and rightly so. Statement via Perdue and Loeffler reads, we have been clear from the beginning, every legal vote cast should be counted. Any illegal votes must not. And there must be transparency and uniformity in the counting process. This isn't hard. This isn't partisan. This is American. We believe when there are failures, they need to be called out, even when it's in our own party. Yeah, they're talking about their own party. There have been too many failures in Georgia election this year and most recent election has shined a national light on the problems. While blame certainly lies elsewhere as well, the buck ultimately stops with the Secretary of State. The statement continues. The mismanagement and lack of transparency from the Secretary of State is unacceptable. Honest elections are paramount to the foundation of our democracy. The statement concludes the Secretary of State has failed to deliver honest and transparent elections. He has failed the people of Georgia, and he should step down immediately. Now, the development came after Gabriel Sterling, Georgia's voting system implementation manager, announced that 47 counties have reported their certified results. Presently, former Vice President Joe Biden leads President Donald Trump in the state by 10,621 votes. Well, on Sunday, the Trump campaign tapped Representative Doug Collins, Republican from Georgia, to lead a recount effort for the campaign in Georgia. In order for Americans to have full faith and confidence in our election, every legal vote must be counted and every illegal or fraudulent vote must be excluded, Collins said in a statement. We look forward to guaranteeing that our elections are safe and secure, just as we look forward to President Donald Trump winning Georgia, the lawmaker said. Let me just end it with this. It ain't over. These lawsuits are real. The evidence is real. The evidence is legitimate. And the media has gotten two presidential elections wrong. And I'll leave it at that.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.